KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and I want to thank you for joining us this morning. I'm excited to welcome our guest today, Tim Baker, a faculty member in the Accountancy Department at Fresno State, and Gurpreet Kaur, a student here at Fresno State. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Today, we're going to hear about the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, or VITA, and how Fresno State students volunteer their time to help low-income individuals, seniors, persons with disabilities, and others prepare their taxes for no charge. So, Tim, before we talk about VITA here at Fresno State, tell us about yourself and how long you've been teaching at Fresno State and what's your background in accountancy, those kinds of things.
Well, Chris, I started out as a CPA, so I haven't always been a teacher. I got my CPA license back in 1980, and I've been a practicing CPA ever since. I started teaching here at Fresno State in the year 2000 when I found out I really loved working with the students and teaching the information that I was working on a day-to-day basis. So at this point, I am still a tax partner in a local CPA firm and an instructor here at Fresno State.
And how many classes do you normally teach a semester?
I normally teach 3 to 4 classes each semester.
On top of a full-time job as an accountant.
Yes, I'm a little busy right now.
Especially during tax season, yes. Well, we appreciate you working on this program with our students. Tell us about the VITA program. How did it get started?
I'm also faculty advisor for Beta Alpha Psi, which is a student club here at Fresno State. And Beta Alpha Psi has been the one responsible for the VITA program for the last 20 years. So it's usually the Beta Alpha Psi students who volunteer to prepare income taxes for low-income people. Last year was the first year we actually had a VITA site on Fresno State campus. So prior to that, the students who are interested in participating in the VITA program would go down to the United Way and volunteer at their site, which is downtown Fresno. But last year, the state controller's office requested an interest of having a site here on campus. And so we initiated our first VITA site here last year. So this year, this is our second year hosting this VITA site.
Is this part of a larger national VITA effort or just a state California program?
VITA is a national effort orchestrated by the IRS. So they have VITA sites all over the nation. Here in the Central Valley, United Way is the one who coordinates the VITA sites all over the Central Valley.
Okay.
So the Fresno State site is just one of many. The location of the sites and the contact information on the sites is listed on the IRS website. So anybody can see where a VITA site would be located because it is a national program.
And you mentioned Beta Alpha Psi formerly before last year, it sounds like they were sending out student volunteers to this program to go down to United Way. Are there other students besides Beta Alpha Psi that get involved in this program?
Yes, yeah. Beta Alpha Psi has been the contact person for the program, but any student who wants to participate in this program, it's not exclusively associated with Beta Alpha Psi. It's a national program, so anybody can volunteer that would like to help prepare taxes for low-income people.
So it doesn't have to be an accounting major, it doesn't have to be an accountant. Anybody could volunteer.
Anybody can volunteer. Okay. Everybody has to file taxes, so anybody interested in learning more about the tax structure can volunteer and get a little bit of feel for what it's like to actually prepare taxes.
Yeah.
You do have to pass an exam, so you have to have some training in order to participate, but you don't need any other prerequisites other than that.
And I know the basic tax forms, anybody out there has ever even looked at one, they're a little intimidating when you first look at them, but I'm assuming that that training is really helpful for the students and any volunteer to kind of give them an orientation. This is what goes in this box, and this is how you figure this amount. And
yes, that's correct, Chris. Yeah. We don't do taxes on paper.
Uh-huh.
We basically do it on computer.
Yeah.
So most of the training is learning how to input the information into the software and how to pull the information out from the taxpayer so you make sure you get all the information from them that's necessary to file a correct return. Because most people don't really know what it takes to do an actual tax return correctly, so you ask a lot of questions and make sure you file the taxes correctly. So in the training program, the students are learning, number one, how to do taxes, what's important, what questions need to be asked, and then also how to input that information into the computer system so that a correct tax return can be filed.
And we talked about the volunteers and who's eligible to do that. What about for program participants, the people who are getting this assistance with their tax returns? What makes them eligible for this program?
In order to have your taxes done with FIDA, you do need to be a low-income person.
Okay.
Definition of low-income means you need to have $54,000 worth of gross income or less. If your income is over that, then you don't qualify for free preparation. You would have to have your taxes prepared by a specialist and pay a fee. So FIDA is offering free for those people whose income is below the $54,000 level.
Is that individual, family?
That's total per tax return.
Okay. All
right. So if it's a single person filing, it's 54 for that one person. If it's a family, then it would be 54 for the entire family.
Okay. All right. So obviously a lot of individuals and families in our area, because we have so many that are falling in the low income region, a lot of people eligible for this program.
Yes. In fact, that's why we started this program last year, is because Betty Yee, the state controller, was really interested in promoting the state of California earned income credit, which was brand new last year.
Mm-hmm.
And she really wanted to target the areas in the state of California where taxpayers would be eligible for that earned income credit. Fresno and the Central Valley was one of the areas where a lot of that credit they felt was going to be generated. So that's why they initially wanted to have the site here at Fresno State.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of low-income people that qualify for this particular state credit.
Well, and I want to come back and talk about the Fresno State site in a minute, but I want to bring Gurpreet in here. Welcome, Gurpreet. Tell us about yourself. Where are you from? What are you studying here at Fresno State? What year in school are you? That kind of thing.
I am a student here majoring in business administration with an emphasis in accounting. And this is my fifth semester at Fresno State. So I am graduating from here this semester with the undergrad degree.
Did you come from the community college system here
in
Fresno area?
I transferred from Fresno City College.
Okay.
And decided to pursue my degree in accounting.
Okay. And you went to high school here in Fresno?
Yes, I did. I came from India in 2010.
Okay.
And then I did my junior and a senior year here at Fresno.
Okay.
In Central High School.
Oh, mm-hmm. All right. A Central girl.
Yeah.
So this is your second year in the program, if I understand it correctly.
Yes.
You were involved in the VITA program last year.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to return to the program?
The experience and the satisfaction you get by helping the people. Actually, I volunteered last year, and then after the program was done, I met this lady in a store, and she came to me, and she was started asking, how am I? I didn't recognize her at the first time, and then she's like, you helped me to file her tax return. I was like, oh yeah, how did it go? And then she was like, yeah, it went well. And then she told me that she got her refund. And that was exciting, or that was happy to know about that, made me feel good. And that was something that's satisfactory. And I was like, okay, I want to do it again this year. And then last year I did the basic one. And this year I was like, okay, I'll do advanced this time because I want to improve myself as well as like you get the satisfaction from helping other people.
Okay.
At the same time.
So there's a basic preparation level and then there's an
advanced
preparation.
Yes.
Level. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That training, I mean, think back to last year when you did the basic training. What was it like? Was it pretty intense? How long did it take?
It was actually four sessions, all on Saturdays, 8 hours long. During the sessions, the instructors tells you the most important things that we will face and what we need to know and how we will input the information into the computer. And that was pretty helpful because that was most of the things that we needed to know to take the test and to pass the exam. And those were the things that we actually faced. And if there is something that we didn't know, there are site coordinators who help us. So it was not something, okay, like if you forget something, we did not really need to worry about that because there were people who were there to help us.
Yeah. So before you even start seeing clients, you volunteer four Saturdays, about 20 hours of your own time,
mm-hmm.
just to get trained. And then now you've gone and done the advanced. What is that training like?
This year I did the advanced training, but then I did not need to do the training since I had taken both the courses at Fresno State.
Okay.
For the tax program, so I did not really need to go to the training, so I just took the exams.
Okay. And how much time did it take to take those advanced exams?
It took me like 5-6 hours.
Yeah.
Since we had to prepare, there were four scenarios that we had to actually prepare the returns in the softwares.
Yeah.
To get the answers. So I think it took me around like 5-6 hours to.
So you got 25 hours plus of training in, plus your regular classes, and we're going to come back and talk about those classes in a minute. How much time are you then spending with clients during tax season, next couple of months or so?
It depends on my schedule, since I am interning right now and I am a full-time student here at Fresno State. So I'll try to come on Sundays mostly, and then I'll try if I can do like 5-6 hours, but I know you are required to do at least 2 hours.
Okay. Tim, the VITA program, it's not specifically tied to a particular class here. Our students aren't getting academic credit for this, right?
That's correct. This is a volunteer program. The program is designed and based on students volunteering to do the tax preparation. So there's not any units involved here. Yeah. It's strictly a volunteer program at this point in time.
Okay.
We are looking into the possibility of expanding it in the future where we may be able to give units. But at this point, that is not the way the program is designed.
Okay. Still, there's got to be a lot of connections between the academic content, the classes that business and accounting students are required to take, and what they're doing as part of the VITA program. What are those connections like? I mean, are there particular classes that do connect pretty well?
In the accounting program, there are 2 different tax classes that we offer here at Fresno State. One is preparation of individual tax, and the other one is preparation of entity tax, like corporations and partnerships. Both of those classes are electives for students majoring in the accounting degree. So they do not have to take the tax classes in order to get a bachelor's degree with an accounting emphasis, but we recommend that they do since they are such a prominent class in the CPA field.
Yeah.
So a lot of the students do take the tax classes so that when they get their degree, they would have some knowledge about tax preparation. So those classes go into a lot more detail than the VITA program does because we get into a lot more difficult information in the actual classroom situation. Here we're looking at low-income people, so usually the tax situation is rather simplified and they don't get too detailed in their taxes that need to be filed. So if you take an individual tax class here at Fresno State, you would be able to participate in VITA and pass those exams fairly easy.
Okay. I can imagine you've got a full semester, you know, at least 45 hours of class time to go through and work on that stuff. And it is complicated. I mean, the tax laws are volumes and volumes, as you well know, as a CPA. So, Gurpreet, you took both of these classes that mm-hmm. Tim talked about, the individual tax and the preparing taxes for business entities. Did they prepare you pretty well for the work that you did last year?
Yes, they did. But I took my classes after my first volunteer time with the VITA. So I took my first class after that.
Oh, okay.
And all the material that we covered during that 8 sessions was summarized in 1 or 2 classes.
Oh, okay. Do you feel that the opportunity that you had last year in mm-hmm. the VITA program helped give you that sort of real life understanding of what it means to sit down and prepare an individual tax return so that when you went into the class, even though you got into it much more in depth, that you really had a better understanding about what it was they were talking about?
Yes, definitely it did. When I was doing the returns at VITA side, plus it helped me like that I love doing taxes. So there are some students who are confused who wanted to go into the public accounting firms. They are confused choosing tax or auditing side, which one they want to choose since they don't have any experience or they haven't taken any classes. So volunteering at this type of opportunities helps you to decide what you want to do. So it helped me like deciding, okay, I love taxes. I like doing this. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take the tax class. And then plus when you take the classes, it helped me, okay, this is what we did and why we were doing it. Plus now it helps me like whatever I learned in the class. So it helps me to understand what we are doing right now. And then by volunteering, you actually get the real world experience that you don't in the class. In the class, we just learn how to apply, okay, where is this coming from and all that. But when you actually do it, you ask questions yourself, okay, does this make sense or not? So you actually relate those concepts to the class and then what you're doing right now.
It isn't a sterile experience anymore. Then you're actually understanding and feeling what's being taught through the textbook or the lecture.
Yes.
Yeah. So you mentioned your career goal. You're going to graduate soon, and your career goal then is to go in and eventually probably take the CPA licensing test. So you want to go into individual family tax preparation mm-hmm. Kinds of professions as opposed to auditing or public tax?
For right now, yes. Yeah. Since I have done most of taxes, I love doing taxes. Yeah. I love helping people, love telling them, okay, this is how much they are going to get in the refund, and love figuring out how they can get more.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then credits and all that.
Okay. So professionally for you, this is a great opportunity. You're learning some real career skills.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably building up some transferable skills, communication skills, problem solving. Can you talk about the experiences that you've had so far? Are those experiences things that you think, I'm really going to be able to use this when I either apply for jobs, in your internship now, those kinds of things?
Yes, definitely. It helped me with my communication skills since I am an immigrant and I came from India 7 years before. It helped me with that and also helped me improve my problem-solving skills. So since we had people who were asking us, okay, why they are getting less refund this year? So we actually see their last year return and kind of figure out, okay, so if they had less dependent this year, or their child turned 17 and they are not getting child credits, it helped us with figuring out those kind of issues and explaining to them. And plus helped me working with the diverse population, since you learn about more about other people and tell them about yourself.
Yeah. Tim, as a CPA yourself and working for an accounting firm here locally, you must see that opportunity for students to get that hands-on experience is really valuable. If you were going and hiring a student out of college, would something like the VITA program really give them a leg up?
I would say definitely yes.
Yeah.
A lot of the students who participated in the VITA program worked really closely with the site coordinator. The state controller's office is providing that site coordinator for us. And so she contacted me throughout the year and was telling me how many referral letters she had to give for these students, because the students were getting jobs and getting employment offers. And a lot of it was due to their participation in the VITA site. So yes, it's definitely good experience, and that experience translates into your use to working in an area and communicating with people, and employers like that.
Yeah.
They like that experience so that you're not just completely green when you start working for an employer.
So let's talk more about this Fresno State site specifically. When can people get help? I know that you've started offering sessions. Where do they get help? Do they need an appointment? Walk the listeners through that.
This VITA site is now open. We opened on February 3rd. We are open 18 hours a week. So we are open on Fridays from 2 to 8 p.m. We're open Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to 4 p.m. We are located in the Peters Building. We're in the computer lab, which is room 133. And that's where we are performing the VITA tax returns. So in order to participate in VITA, you do need to call and make an appointment at our site. All the other VITA sites in Fresno are walk-in only. They do not have appointments being made. So ours is the only site where you can call and you can make an appointment and come in. So our site is becoming more popular because people don't have to stand in line for hours in order to get their tax returns done. They just make an appointment and they come at the appointed time.
And there is no walk-in at your site?
Occasionally they will take walk-ins, because sometimes the appointments, they've scheduled them longer than it really takes. So they do have some dead time. So if people walk in, we usually squeeze them in between the appointments. So there's no guarantee that you will get in on a walk-in, because we are focusing more on the appointment first. But a few tax returns get done every day from walk-in people.
Okay. So the Peters Building here at Fresno State, room 133, but in order to schedule an appointment, how do people make contact with you?
There's actually two ways to contact us. There's a phone number. It's area code 559-825-6704, and you can talk to somebody and make an appointment. Or you can just go on to the website and make an appointment based on the schedule that is there. So the website is Fresno VITA Site. That's FresnoVitaSite.youcanbook.me.
Okay. What if I don't speak English? I understand that there are different languages that you offer the services in. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes, we do have various languages, definitely Spanish. Last year we had Punjabi, Hmong, and Hindi. It's going to depend on the students that volunteer which actual languages we'll be offering this year. Those languages are pretty normal to Fresno, so I'm assuming we'll have the same languages this year also.
Okay. Gurpreet, as an immigrant, you probably speak more than one language. Are you going to be offering your services in specialized languages?
Yes, I can interpret English, Punjabi, and Hindi, so I can do those two languages and then help the people who has a background and who speaks Punjabi or Hindi and help them translate.
Great. And I know that there is a large Punjabi
community
here in Fresno. So
yep.
Probably pretty interesting and helpful to folks. So, Tim, last year, I think if I remember right, there were about 26 students involved in the program. How many do you expect to be involved this year?
Well, this year we had 140 students volunteer. However, last year we had 90 students volunteer and only 27 actually ended up participating.
Okay.
So this year we ended up with 140 volunteering. We are currently running the training where we've got 35 students taking the training. So we anticipate probably 40 to 50 this year will actually participate.
Okay.
Based on the average number that we had last year compared to this year.
Okay. So a nice increase that you're going to see. And I saw some of the outcomes from last year. Obviously, the number of hours that students are putting in is pretty significant. What about the amount of refunds that people are realizing? At least from last year, what were some of the stats?
Well, last year, we did tax returns that resulted in federal refunds of $470,885. State refunds from California were $48,466. So that resulted in an average of about $1,295 per return refund that was received.
Okay.
Now, a lot of that was from the earned income credit, which is why we are having the site to promote low-income people who qualify for the earned income credit. So we did generate federal earned income credit of $162,094. The new state earned income credit was $11,822 on those returns.
Okay.
So the total amount of returns that we did was 402 federal returns and 395 state returns.
It's a lot. And now that money is coming back to low-income individuals here in Fresno.
Yeah, supporting the local economy.
Yeah, I mean, the economic benefit to our region has got to be tremendous. You had said, Gurpreet, that you were out shopping one day and one of these folks that you had helped with their tax return. I mean, for all you know, they may have been spending the money that you helped them get. That's got to be a good feeling.
It was a good feeling, and it was something, okay, this person knows me and recognized me. It was a great feeling, actually, that people appreciate what you do and appreciate your time that you put in. And plus, it was not you just helping them. It was you helping yourself also in learning what you're going to apply in the real world when you're going to get the job. Because I got this internship. I felt like WIDA was the first step to get me into that internship. And I feel like it helped me a lot since I already knew how to put those numbers into the computer.
Mm-hmm.
There was another student who interned there, and she told me that she didn't know nothing when she started. She didn't know how to use those softwares, even though we were using different software than we are using at the sphere I interned. But then it was kind of similar. I knew how to input the numbers, so I did not have to go and ask questions about how to use the software. So it helped me a lot in that way.
Yeah, yeah, you're able to relate your learning in one environment to a new experience. Last year, when you first started, working with that first client has to be a little intimidating. How are you feeling going into this year? A little more confident, a little more comfortable?
Yes. The first client, I was a little nervous. I did not know how it's going to be like, how the client is going to react.
Okay.
But it came out good because the person got the refund. So I was lucky that the first person I helped, they got the refund and they were happy. They appreciated the time they did not have to pay outside to get their tax return filed. And there was this lady telling me that she usually paid about $200 to get her tax return filed. And this year she's getting it for free. So people does appreciate
it. I mean, it really sounds like a win-win scenario. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the students win. They get a great experience, skill enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are served win. They get free help preparing their taxes. Like you said, instead of paying $200, they're getting help doing it. And for many, they just wouldn't submit a tax return because it was too overwhelming. The government wins. They do collect some additional taxes. And our economy wins because this new money is coming back into our area. So, you know, wonderful program. Thank you. And Tim, real quick, let's give that phone number again, if you wouldn't mind, how people can make contact.
Okay, the phone number is area code 559-825-6704. You can call and make an appointment. If you'd want to go online and just schedule your appointment online, you go to fresnovitasite.youcanbookme.me.
Great. And we'll post that to our Facebook site. So we'll make sure that information is out there. Well, that's about it for our time today. Thanks again to my guests, Tim Baker and Gurpreet Kaur from the Fresno State VITA program. And thank you to our listeners out there for joining us this morning. Please join us again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service and Action program on KFSR. And like us on Facebook so you can take a look at that information. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Thanks again and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.